bunch of dogs, and she went to old nigger woman. I think she was an old widow woman. I'm not sure, but I think she was. And she said to her, says, "Don't you feed these dogs?" Said, "Yeah, sir. Yeah, sir. I feed some little oatmeal once in a while." Well, she picked out one, brought it down.
Table scraps, if when they have anything left.
She picked out one, brought it down here. I come mighty near to tell them to take that thing away from me. I didn't want it. But we kept it and went to feeding it. And the first thing it does was got some worm medicine, give it around the worm medicine.
First thing I done was give it a bath and get the fleas and dirt. Dirt has caked on the little old thing. It was,
and it wasn't no time.
It was all around his neck from the fleas biting him.
It wasn't no time. Liz was a pretty dog. And you saw him out there. He was as pretty a dog as you could ask for.
Yeah, he looks healthy and strong.
He is. And I'll tell you what he'll do. There ain't a night goes by but what he'll come and scratch on that door. Wants to hear somebody speak up.
He's really a watchdog, isn't
he? He's a watchdog.
They check on you.
Uh-huh. And
tell him to go to bed and go to sleep.
All you got to do, just speak up and tell him go back and go to bed and go to sleep. You hear him going back to his bed. Mm-hmm. You don't hear no more out here.
Has he ever gone after anybody that you know of? I mean,
you see that scratch from there to there? He done that to me.
He got after him.
He bit me. He's bit me three times.
Did he?
That's right.
Did you surprise him or?
Well, I tripped up and fell down from one time. And he run up and nabbed me, and she said he's trying to help you up. I told her, giving me a Dickens a way to helping me up. But he was nabbing me on the leg.
When you fell down.
Catching that wretched and pulling.
I see. He probably upset him to see you.
Couldn't do nothing another way, so he grabbed the meat.
And I tell you something else. My daughter lives up that town, and her brother lives about 3 miles from here. And she'll come down here and eat dinner. And then, Mommy want to go over to see Ross this evening? I'd as soon go as not. Well, she'll go out to get in the car, and that dog will grab her by the dress, try to keep her from getting in the car, and keep her from going.
She really wants to keep the family together.
He wants to see after me, and he knows if I'm going, he can't.
I see.
He's a plumb curiosity in some ways.
You'll miss him if anything happens to him. He really...
Oh, yeah, and I will get another one.
How old was your other dog when he died?
I don't know, about 8 or 9.
7 or 8 years old, something like that, maybe 9 years old.
But this one's 7 now.
I don't know how old that one is. Oh, I think he's about between 2 and 3, though.
Mm-hmm. I imagine he's old.
Maybe 3 or 4. Anyway, he, as the nigger said, he just come here. I don't know how he got here.
Well, I'd like to change the subject here for a minute and ask you how you used to call the different animals on the farm when you wanted to come. How did you used to call
Well,
cows and yes. Horses and mules.
Want your chickens, chick, 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 chick.
Chickens, uh-huh.
And I can go out here now.
And call Sue Cow.
My son,